All right, and with us this morning is JC with the Paws Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
So you brought literally a little bundle of joy. I didn't think kittens could really be, I wouldn't say scared, but maybe nervous.
Yeah.
Being out of their comfort zone, but go ahead and talk about who you brought.
Yeah, so this is Marmalade. She came in the shelter the end of April, or in July, sorry. She was born at the end of April, we're suspecting. So she's still pretty young. And like Chris was saying, she was really shy coming here. She was just kind of nervous walking around, but now she's a little more playful and everything. So she's warming up pretty quick like kittens do. So
there isn't anything more cuter than seeing a nervous kitten. Because, I mean, she'll like peek around the corner like,
yeah.
Different times just to make sure you're still there.
It's really
funny to watch her. But
yeah.
So she's been there not too long.
No, not too long. She's been vaccinated and leukemia tested negative. She just needs to get spayed yet, and then she'll be ready for her forever home.
How is she with toys?
She likes this toy that I brought, this like rope toy she's playing with now that she's a little warmed up. And just like another kitten, she'd probably like having another playmate, probably not an older cat, but... an older playful cat probably would do great with her, and she'd probably do good with kids as long as the kids, you know, were gentle with kittens.
Definitely.
Typically. So
did she come with any brothers or sisters, or was she on her own?
I believe she just came in on her own. So that's, she just has the Marmalade. There's no other kittens that have names that go with it. So that's how we know when a kitten comes in by itself.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So let's talk about, it's going to be a busy week, of course, next week. Talk about your hours during the weekends, this weekend and possibly next weekend too.
So it looks like this weekend we are not open Friday or Saturday or Sunday. It's so busy with the summer months and everything. But we are doing an event at Tellurian Brewing on Saturday. They're actually doing a 5K run.
Oh, that's right.
And donations will go to Paws. We're going to have a little table set up there with information and some board members there to talk about Paws and everything. So you can still sign up for that event, too, which if you're interested, just go to Tellurian Brewing's website and you can sign up right there. Or Paws also shared the event on our page.
Are you taking Marmalade on that 5K?
Probably not.
No.
Although she might win. Yeah, I think she'd do great. She's got lots of energy.
Of course, with the office closed, the shelter closed this weekend, I know you have a website you can check out, actually see pictures and more details of the animals available at Paws. Talk about that.
Yeah, so our website is pawscharlescity.com. And it actually, if you go to our adoptable animals, it'll take you to the Pet Finder website where we update that with a bunch more pictures, as well as like descriptions and everything like that. And then also check out our Facebook page. We do post pictures and videos of the animals we have right now.
Okay, excellent. So that being said, next week is Ragbri.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing for Paws?
So we are actually having a booth, thanks to Snap Fitness and Tellurian Brewing for sponsoring us to have a booth set up downtown. We'll be set up right next to Snap Fitness. And we'll just have information. We're probably not going to bring any animals just because it might be a little stressful with how many people there will be there. But we'll have a informational booth with information about Paws, how to volunteer, and as well as the animals that we have available for adoption, too. We'll have information about them. So if you want to stop down and see it, you're more than welcome.
Good deal. Let's talk about the need for volunteers.
Yeah, we're
cleaning and
always
office duties and all that.
Yeah, always seems like we're in need of volunteers. The cleaning on the cat side or the dog side, typically at night we have volunteers come in and do that. Or we also need people that want to be on our committees like fundraising and public relations, that kind of thing. So if you're interested in helping at all, even if you can't physically come to the shelter, you can definitely still help. We also... you know, any graphic design, anything like that would be awesome. So if you're interested, you can go to our website and we have a little questionnaire that you can fill out. She's so funny. There's a little questionnaire you can fill out to submit your information, and then it gets emailed to us. Or you can also send us a message on Facebook, or you can just email pausecharlescity@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, all I hear is
I know.
I can't even see her. I just hear her playing. That's kind of funny. So let's see. Donations. Let's talk about donations.
Yeah, so we're also with kittens. We have quite a few kittens at the shelter right now, so we're going through cat litter kind of fast. So we're always in need of cat litter. And typically Tyson's in Charles City has a good sale on it. Or you can go to our Amazon wish list and get some off of there and have it shipped directly to us. We also need paper towels, that kind of thing, and laundry detergent. And we're still pretty low on dog treats. We've got 3 dogs right now at the shelter, so we tend to go through dog treats kind of quickly because they all need some.
Especially when you have volunteers like me. Feeding them like candy. Anyway.
It's all part of the fun.
That's right. Dogs like you more when you give them treats.
Exactly.
So you can find the donation list. I believe you have an Amazon, what is that called? Amazon wish
I think it's,
list?
Yeah, think charity it's list or wish
charity
list.
Yes.
Yep. And so I'll share that on our Facebook page too so that we can get that out there again.
Okay. Any other upcoming events? Summer's almost
I know.
Over.
We do have the dog swim coming up. I know the fundraising committee just met, and it's coming up. I'm not sure the date yet. I think we're waiting to hear from, Parks and Rec about that, but it's coming up usually in August. It's always like one of the last days that the pool is open that we do the dog swim. And you can bring your dog out and take it for a dive in the pool. And it's, I believe, $2 for a dog or $2 for a person to come in. It's really reasonable, and all the proceeds go to all the animals at the shelters.
So. Plus, it's like your only opportunity a year to swim with your dog.
Right, yeah, and they go off the diving board. It's always so much fun.
You're a lot braver than I am. I have yet to go off a diving board. I'm terrified of a diving board. I don't know
this
why.
This is the year.
This might be the year. Yeah, if dogs can do it, I surely can.
Right.
Well, good deal. Well, like we'll talk to you one final time before Ragbri coming up next week. I'll get updates there. So you ready for it?
I think so.
18,000 riders or something like that?
Something. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will.
You'll have a perfect view.
I know. Yeah, right down Main Street. I can't wait for it. It's always a fun time. Every, mm-hmm. 7 years or something like that? So you got to have a good time. With
exactly.
It. Good deal. Well, thank you very much, JC, as always, for joining us here each and every week. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. That was the Pet of the Week. Pause Pet of the Week brought to you by L&J Industries. Here is Imagine Dragons. It's 72 and sunny. Good morning.